Push for time, so I'm just going to highlight three key things that I covered in my evidence.
Right.
Firstly, the submission point that David, Mr. Diprow, supported around adding a new policy to the plan, recognising capital investment made in existing farm infrastructure.
Yeah.
I guess the key point or reason for my opinion that's needed links to the difference between an existing dairy farm and a proposed dairy farm. Existing farms have had a significant investment made in them. What's there on that farm is part of the physical environment, and it needs to be managed sustainably under the Act.
Yeah.
So there's quite a distinction. I think at policy level, there's a gap there in the plan. Second point, very quickly, was around the wetlands rule. Mr. Diprow has given you an overview of the constructed wetlands he's put in on his farm.
Mm-hmm.
My main concern around the rule as amended and as originally notified around wetlands is that it's basically too restrictive around once those constructed wetlands are built.
Right.
And I'm concerned that it is a bit of a disincentive for farmers to put those in and use them, where the benefits of those constructed wetlands are well known. I guess the scenario I'm thinking of here is if Mr. Diprow were to decide he needed to modify one of those constructed wetlands, namely in terms of making it smaller, perhaps he intends to remove the sediment from it more often. My read of the rules is that he's into a resource consent process to do that. And that's a concern. The third and final point I'd quickly touch on is the submission points that Mr. Diprow has supported around a new policy recognising the economic and social benefits of farming. And again, I think that's a gap at policy level in the plan. And probably what I'd note there, the suggested policy is not going to undermine the regulatory framework of the plan. What it will do is provide better recognition at a policy level of the significant benefits of farming, noting that farming is the dominant activity using Southland's rural land resources.
Right.
Thank you.
Thanks for that concise summary. I've just got a few questions, and I'll go first this time since you're the planning witness. In terms of paragraph 9 and the suggested new policy that you've briefly summarised, my question to you is, do you think that would actually add a lot of value to a decision maker? Because as you mentioned, it's already covered by section 104.2A of the RMA. You need to take that investment into account. And the RMA actually provides stronger direction than the suggested policy. Policy uses different imperative, i.e. recognise, whereas the RMA requires decision makers, they must have regard to that matter. So the RMA really provides stronger direction than the suggested policy. So the question is, what value does that add to the plan?
Yeah, I think it would add value because it makes it clear to all users of the plan to make sure that consideration's had. And I guess I note some of the other policies. I think it's particularly policy 16, which is very focused on farming. So in terms of decision makers like yourselves or councillors making decisions on resource consents, but also the 42A report writers, the consultants and the applicants, just make sure that there's that extra check there to consider that issue. And I think it's a very important issue, particularly for farmers. And there may be scenarios over the lifetime of this plan where, potentially, particularly dairy-related permits, there's the possibility that these may be turned down. That's a major implication for an existing dairy farmer. And also in terms of implication of what happens to that farm infrastructure when it's no longer a dairy farm or can't be used for dairy farming. I think it is useful to have that at policy level, despite it being covered in the Act.
Okay, my next question is at paragraph 19. And again, it's not a question, it's a request for you to do some homework for us. My comment is that that's an interesting and possibly helpful suggestion, but could you actually provide us some wording to consider?
I'll be happy to do that.
Yeah, so it's helpful for us to have wording in front of us rather than trying to imagine what it might look like, but that's a helpful suggestion. Paragraph 25. The suggested amendment there, would that comply with RMA section 70(1)?
Is that around the conspicuous, the standard state?
Yeah, the caveats on permitted activity rules.
Probably have to look closely at that. I guess it's, the reason it's in there is it's at a submission point, because it's come from Mr. Diprose.
Yeah, but you're giving us independent planning advice, so my question to you is, does it comply with section 70 bracket 1?
It may be difficult to, because you're going to have that settlement, even if it's a temporary basis,
yeah,
in that order.
All right, thank you. That was the end of my questions. We'll see if we have any other questions for you.
Just one. If I'm picking up correctly, you're suggesting that the wetland maintenance of, especially artificial wetlands, so the planning and maintaining of what you've actually put in, do you consider that would actually be done under your existing consent for effluent? Or is you're suggesting it would be a new consent, is that correct?
Are you talking about the ponds for storage of farm dairy effluent?
No, the ponds that he has
constructed
wetlands he has put in a catch sediment.
Yeah.
And you're suggesting evidence that that would need to be a consent activity to clean those ponds.
No, I think I was more, the scenario I was outlining was if someone like Mr. Diprose were to want to make larger scale changes to that pond, mainly reduce it in size, I think that's where the issue is. I think that would be caught by the rule.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Diprose, for coming in and bringing your experts with us. I think on behalf of the panel, we'd like to commend you for the effort you've gone to, preparing that evidence and having your experts come along. And we'd also like to commend you for the actions you've taken on farm that you've described to us. We're very impressed with what you've done.
Thank you.
Thank you.